Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our stock market update. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, and today is Friday, July 23rd. We're going to see what's going on in the markets, what's moving the markets, and what might affect you as a trader in the next 15 minutes. So let's jump to the charts here. And what a week it has been. S&P 500 yesterday up 0.2%. Yesterday, a little quiet. Stocks taking a bit of a breather, but I mean, you can't complain after, 3 days of higher trading, 3 days of gains. The S&P, after Monday's drop, just bouncing right back. And now we're talking about record highs again, right? The record close for the S&P at 43.84. And the record intraday high 43.93. We're not too far from that. We're not too far from that. So big bounce for the week. Dow up slightly yesterday. NASDAQ leading the way. But let's take a look at a weekly chart, see where we're at, and we see pretty decent week. The S&P up 0.9%, so almost 1% higher. The Dow up 0.4%, but look at that on a weekly chart, just trading near record highs and a nice bounce after the dip on Monday. And the NASDAQ also getting close to new records, up 1.8% for the week. So pretty solid week for the indices, especially after Monday's little shakeout here. Now, I mean, we talked about it all week long. The theme of the week is earnings, right? Earnings is definitely driving this market, but on Monday, the dip and the worries were tied to the Delta variant and also how that's relating to other markets, like the yield falling significantly with markets at the same time, which could be a strong sign that traders are concerned about the economy. And the Delta variant, I don't see that going anywhere. I think we're going to see similar volatility where all of a sudden there's a panic and then the stocks might march right back. But the Delta variant seems to be really here to stay. I was reading that the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, told reporters that it is one of the most infectious respiratory viruses we know of and that she's seen in her 20-year career. And it's quickly going through the US, accounting for more than 83% of current cases in the US right now, which was up 50% from the week of July 3rd. So that's not going anywhere. But again, Marcus has talked about the path of least resistance. And until there's a significant change, I see this type of behavior where, there's fear and then things bounce back. Little fear, things bounce back. And I think that's going to continue where you could wake up Monday and go, shoot, looks like it's a tough day, tough week. What's going on? And then things just gradually make their move higher. Well, let's see what's going on today. The futures point to a higher start. So let's go back. We are on a daily now. So the E-mini Dow up 0.5%, E-mini S&P up 0.4%. E-mini NASDAQ up 0.3%. So a higher start for futures. And if we hold on to these gains here, that would be four straight up days since Monday. And why the higher start? Well, earnings. According to Refinitiv, about 25% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported. And profit growth is expected to come in at 76%, which would be the best growth since 2009. And positive earnings are just the theme of the quarter. So let's take a look at a few that reported. Twitter reported after the bell yesterday. Twitter up over 4% pre-market. They reported an adjusted profit of 20 cents per share. This was compared to a 7 cent estimate. The revenue was also better, with ad sales up 87% from a year ago. So Twitter up nicely pre-market, not quite at record highs. Back in February, looks like Twitter made records pushing up towards 80, but definitely popping outside of this recent range. And Twitter's been a wild card with earnings. You know, here we see back in November, earnings drop. Back in February, earnings jump. Back in April, earnings drop. So all over the place with earnings. But today, traders reacting positively and Twitter breaking to the upside here in pre-market activity. Now, Snap was just a huge earnings winner. Let's look at Snap. Snap could open at a new record. Here we see the high back in February. I think 72.95 might be the high. 73.59. So actually flirting right with that record and up almost 17% pre-market. So huge move for Snap. Why the big jump? Well, they knocked it out of the water, really. I mean, analysts expected a 1 cent loss, and they actually reported a profit, an adjusted profit of 10 cents per share with revenue better than expected and higher than expected daily user metrics. So Snap just really solid with earnings this quarter and could be trading at record highs today. This if the social media jump here. Let's look at Facebook. They're reporting next week, but Facebook getting a little boost here to 2.6% after Twitter and Snap reported such strong earnings. And it looks like Facebook could also be looking at new records with earnings coming up next week. A few other earnings movers. Intel not doing too hot, down over 3% pre-market. This one's another one that just constantly reacts to earnings. Big earnings drop, big earnings jump, earnings drop, and then now an earnings drop. So Intel down over 3% pre-market. They actually reported better than expected earnings. So they had an earnings beat. They reported $1.28 per share versus a $1.06 estimate. Their revenue was also better, but they said that the global chip shortage could go well into 2023. So, you know, that's just, you know, another one of those things like the pandemic. Everybody wants it behind us. This global chip shortage that's affected, you know, all sorts of, components and from vehicles to computers to, I mean, everything these days. If a chip shortage goes into 2023, that's a little bit longer than I think a lot of people were expecting. So Intel down over 3% as we head into the open. American Express also reporting before the open, and it looks like American Express is going to be sitting at new records with a nice earnings win, up 4.7% pre-market, trading right around 179. So nice jump for American Express. They reported better than expected earnings and pretty decent earnings at that, reporting $2.80 earnings per share versus a $1.66 estimate. They also had better revenue, and their numbers were helped out by increased travel and entertainment spending, in addition to the release of some credit reserves. So American Express looking real solid pre-market and should be opening up at record levels this morning. Honeywell also reporting. Honeywell, they had some solid earnings, but they're down slightly pre-market, down just over 1%. Honeywell, you know, flirting with record highs, down just a little bit. Another earnings reporter, Schlumberger, up 3.3%. So up over 3% pre-market. And they had an earnings beat as well, reporting 30 cents per share versus a 26 cent estimate. And they said that their earnings beat was helped out by a rebound in oil-filled service activity. So Schlumberger up a little bit, still off, well off the highs that were established back here beginning of June, but after this pullback, a little bit higher here and a nice start to the morning. Kimberly Clark, is that? There we go. KMB. KMB also reporting. They're down. They actually reported earnings that were in line with expectation. And you see here, it looks like Kimberly-Clark kind of likes this 130 level for support, and that's right where it's at pre-market. So after a pretty, sideways range bound, trading range since the earnings back here in October, finding this lower support level now down 3.7% pre-market. And they reported earnings that were in line with expectations, but they cut future forecasts for the year because of higher costs. So investors not liking that too much. And that is having an impact on the stock this morning. Pardon me. So let's just see. AMC and GME were back on the table earlier this week. Just want to see what happened with these crazy meme stocks. Yeah, we see this this jump on Tuesday, and it's pulled back since. Looks like it's up about 1.9%, which is a minor move for a stock like AMC with all the craziness it's experienced. Down 8.7% yesterday, so pulling back after that big jump Tuesday. I imagine GME is doing the same. Yeah, GME big rally Tuesday, pulling back now. So not as much excitement as we've seen in the meme names. So what's the next meme attraction? We'll have to see. But a little excitement on Tuesday and pulling right back. We've also seen Bitcoin just trying to figure out what to do with these support levels after dropping 50%. Bitcoin getting through the 30,000 mark, popping back above it, but not with a whole lot of enthusiasm. So I think cryptos, they're up this morning, but gosh, crypto traders still trying to figure out what is next. And it's hard to say. It's hard to say if there's more downside to this and more selling that we'll see it, or if it's a buying opportunity. But crypto's up a little bit pre-market. Now, let's take a look at the economic calendar for next week and also take a look at the earnings calendar, see what's popping up. It's still going to be a week for earnings. So earnings still in effect. Next week, though, we see that on Wednesday, we'll get the FOMC statement with the FOMC press conference. So the July 2-day Fed meeting is taking place next week, and that will also be a key point of interest for traders. Advanced GDP, Thursday the 29th. This is also a biggie. So after a quiet week with the economic calendar this week, things pick up next week. But really the spotlight, advanced GDP, Fed, consumer confidence on Tuesday. But the Fed and what's going on with interest rates, no one's expecting them to raise interest rates this month. That's pretty much a zero expectation. But the wording and bond tapering was something that they were, or a lot of investors thought would be discussed last time, and that was kind of put aside with the focus being an earlier rate hike coming in 2022 rather than 2023. So this is definitely going to be of interest next week. And then there's earnings. Let's go to stock earnings real quick, see what's going on. And here we see for next week on Tuesday, PulteGroup, Tech Resources, UPS, General Electric, Boston Scientific, Archer Daniels Midland, 3M, AMD, Teladoc. I know that Facebook is reporting. So things normally pick up a lot more during the week. So Tuesday through Thursday is usually biggest for earnings. And it's going to be another busy week. So we're not done yet with this week, though. Let's see what happens today. Futures still pointing to a higher start, looking to see if that rally continues. And if we finish near record highs once again, we'll have to see. That's going to do it for today's stock market update. Have a great trading day. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week. Happy trading, everybody.